Hello and welcome. I'm Lori Hardy, and thanks for listening in as we talk with leaders in our community. Luke Miner with WA529. Is that the official title of your program?
It is.
So this is at least the third time, if not the fourth, we've talked. I think the first time I met you, you were going to have a baby.
That's right. And here we are over 3 years later, and she is a full-blown toddler that is, as I was telling you, is keeping us on our toes and keeping life anything but boring.
And why I like to bring that up is this is the college savings plan that we're talking about, and you planned before she was even born for her college. And I think that's so amazing because I don't think everybody does that.
Yeah, and we are fortunate. I work for the program I do, and that's how I knew about these programs. And so what I'm here today to do, hopefully, is to get that many more people in the same position I was to benefit from this knowledge, this information that's very powerful, and it helps give you a head start for your students' future education opportunities. So what WA529 stands for is Washington College Savings Plans, and we operate it out of a state agency called the Washington Student Achievement Council. In addition to the state running the state's financial aid, we offer two great college savings tools for families. One is called the GET program, that many people may have heard of. It's been around for more than two decades. We're actually celebrating 25 years later this year. Pretty crazy to think that much time has already gone by. 5 years ago, we opened the Dream Ahead College Investment Plan, which is another set of tools to complement GET for families who either want something different than GET to do instead of GET or to do in addition to GET to help save towards the full cost of college. But happy to break down.
Yeah, why didn't you do that?
The first thing I'll start with is where they're the same. They both are called 529 plans, hence our name WA529. They're tax advantage savings tools. So any money you contribute to a 529 plan to save for college grows tax-free and remains tax-free when you use it for qualified expenses, which we'll get into what these qualified expenses are. But there are a variety of costs that are associated with going to college or career readiness training, even apprenticeship programs. But first, these two programs, GET and Dream Ahead, both 529 plans, both great tax benefits, but the differences start from there. The GET program, as I said, has been around for two decades. It's called a prepaid tuition program. It helps families hedge against rising tuition costs. So it's like tuition insurance is a good way to think of it. So it's tied to our in-state tuition at University of Washington or Washington State University. You buy a year of tuition today that with the guarantee that no matter how much it changes or grows in the future, whether it's 5, 10, 18 years from now, you've already prepaid that and you'll have a full year of tuition covered. Dream Ahead, on the other hand, is investment-based. So the portfolios you'd see in there look more like what you'd see in a 401k plan. You can tell us how old your child is, and you can get into an age-based portfolio that adjusts as your student gets older. Or you can tell us your risk tolerance, and you'll be in a portfolio based on whether you're a conservative investor or more comfortable with more stocks and more aggressive investment. Think of GET as the peace of mind, tuition-like, insurance-like option, and Dream Ahead as the more DIY investment-based programs. GET comes with a state guarantee. Dream Ahead, on the other hand, comes with the flexibility to set your kind of investment path, potential for higher returns, but certainly more risk because it's not guaranteed by the state.
So when you were telling me that, I thought you locked in a tuition rate for your daughter.
That's exactly right.
18 years before she went to college. That's incredible.
Yeah, it is an incredible opportunity. And the thing with GET is we don't know how much tuition in our state will go up. There's been times in the program's history where state tuition was growing by double digits. Right now, we're in a really good position where tuition is staying more affordable for families. It's not even growing as fast as inflation is in the economy. But we all know there's ups and downs with that. And GET kind of takes all that headache out of it. You have the peace of mind. You know you've made that commitment up front. You have things covered ahead of time. If you're someone who wants to try and, again, have more flexibility or more comfortable with stock-based investments, then Dream Ahead is another option you could look at. Or you could do a combination of the two things if you felt like diversifying your college savings. And that's exactly what our family has done for my daughter is we started a GET account before she was even born. Shortly after she was born, we started a Dream Ahead account, and we're making contributions to both. And importantly, getting the family involved, getting grandma and grandpa, nana and papa, aunts and uncles contributing to this. We're contributing to nieces and nephews accounts. And again, they say it takes a village to raise a child. And that's the really powerful thing about these programs is it's very versatile and who can contribute to them, who can even open it. A grandma and grandpa could choose to open an account for their grandchild or someone who's not even related to a child, but wants to invest in that child's success. They're really flexible in that way, and we encourage people to get the family involved. The sooner you get started, the easier it is to chip away at it over time, and you don't have to play catch up or try to do a whole bunch all at once.
And does this go for tuition? Does it go for housing, books?
Yeah, all those things you mentioned you can actually pay for with a 529 plan, including GET. So GET is the one we talked about that is prepaid tuition. And so it's tied, the value of a GET account is tied to tuition rates in our state. But so a lot of people have the misconception you can't use it outside of the state or for other expenses. The great news is with GET and Dream Ahead, you can use it on tuition, room and board, books and supplies, computer equipment. If you're talking an apprenticeship program, you can use it for necessary tools you might have associated with an apprenticeship program. So really broad uses in not only the types of education you can use it for, but the expenses that go with it. Even to the point where if you're a student who's living off campus, you can pay rent, groceries, utilities, those kinds of things using your 529 account. And again, 529 is simply our shorthand for what these college savings plans, GET, Dream Ahead, are called.
So I want to touch back on family and friends. Personally, how did you let your family know?
Well, again, we had the advantage of the fact that I've worked for the GET program for 10 years. So I didn't feel any sheepishness, I guess, in asking the family for help. We try to make it easy. There's a variety of tools we provide for families. As you can do through our website, set up a gift suggestion to your family member. We're actually in the home stretch of a new gifting platform that helps you kind of share profile page for your child. Not quite like a GoFundMe, but the same type of idea, is where having an easy way and a shareable link to get family members involved. Because we all know that families all communicate in different ways. Like with my in-laws, for example, we have a group chat thread that we're always, so we can just pop that link in there if we wanted to remind people that, hey, the holidays are coming up. But the best way to have that conversation is certainly in whatever format makes most sense to the family members you want to tell. But just reminding them about toys and all that are good. Certainly hope my daughter would be very unhappy if she didn't get any toys. But we all know that there can be a tendency to want to get too many toys. Whereas if you take some of those funds and invest them into her future education, I mean, what better gift than that? One that keeps on giving rather than one that she'll outgrow or could potentially break over time. Communicating around holidays as a gift idea is a great way to get the family involved. And I think it's just having an open conversation. And the other part that's important about the open conversation is whatever age it makes sense to involve your child in that is start talking with them about their education and career goals. And talk about the efforts you're making and the family is making to set them up for success, because that's what studies show is the most impactful with these college savings plans, is students have better academic outcomes if they know that there's college-going conversation happening at a young age, and they know that there are people who are actively investing in that opportunity for them.
When it comes to kids going to college, I think you have some statistics on that, right? If they know they're going.
Well, exactly. And it's really the dollars you save in an account are important for helping a student get through college, come out with minimal student debt. That is a big goal of these plans. But also just that behavioral tool of getting families to talk with their kids at a young age about college going, getting in that mindset. That's the really impactful part of these programs. If you have that conversation with your child. And there is studies coming out of a research university in the Midwest that they've been doing longitudinal studies around children's savings accounts committed towards college. And that's exactly what they're finding, is they're doing the full-on experiment where it's a control group who isn't provided these college savings plans and ones who do have college savings plans, and are finding the students are having better academic outcomes. And depending, they've done several versions of the study, but 3 to 7 times more likely to graduate high school and attend college. Just by simply knowing there's an account in their name, regardless of the amount, it could be $100, $500 in the account, but the fact that they've had exposure to that way of thinking makes a big impact on how they perform academically.
Now, it seems like last time we talked, you had just approved or incorporated the trades.
Really, this is in response to, for many years, the kind of conventional wisdom said college means a four-year university. That's what families and students should be striving for. But the reality is every student has a different pathway to get to the career goal, the career they want to pursue. And not, you know, the four-year route is not for every student. So for a long time, you've been able to use 529 funds for community college, technical school. But newly, you can use these funds for apprenticeship programs that are registered with the Federal Bureau of Labor. So it opens up a whole new set of avenues that you can use college savings for, which is really great for students who, especially at a young age, don't know which path they're going to take. So that should help provide peace of mind for families that there's a wide variety of uses for this that will ultimately help get their student career ready. And we often get people who are worried that, okay, what if my student doesn't use it for some reason? Or what if they get a scholarship and don't need the funding? In the case of a scholarship, the first thing we'll say is that often there's very few students who get the true full ride that's going to pay for everything. And because 529 plans are flexible, if you get a scholarship that pays towards your tuition, great. The good news is you can use the 529 funds for room and board, books and supplies, other things the scholarship might not cover. Now, in the case of a student who decides they don't want to go to school or are unsure, you can wait. You can see if they have a change of plans. We talked about the fact that the types of education are flexible, so they may not go the traditional college route, but there may be other types of training they're pursuing that the funds can be used for. Ultimately, you can transfer the funds to a family member, though, if the student really is not going to use the funds, or you can even take a refund or a non-qualified distribution of the money. You would lose those great tax benefits we talked about if you don't use it for higher education expenses. But that's still money you've saved and has grown over time. So the savings have not gone to waste. But ideally, families are finding a way for the student to use the funds or a sibling or cousin of the student to use the funds. That's the best way to get the maximum value out of these accounts.
And so is there anything new since we've talked last time?
I think the big thing that's new is the way that we are kind of thinking about how college savings fits into the bigger picture of paying for higher education. So there's no one tool for paying for higher education that's going to cover it all. So many students in our state have access to the state's very generous Washington College Grant Program. It's our state's financial aid program. Even students who qualify for the full scholarship, that's a scholarship that covers tuition. And again, the financial aid package, that's something that covers tuition. But again, there are more expenses like room and board. So savings can complement that. And there is also a whole lot of students that might qualify for some aid, but not full aid. So again, that's another place where the savings comes into play. There are plenty of students who are in the boat where they may not qualify for financial aid, but they still aren't able, their family's not able to pay it out of pocket and cover the full bill themselves. So again, another important use of this tool. But beyond that, there are scholarships, there are merit-based scholarships a student can get. The thing is, we encourage families to not just, even the families with us who have made a decision to save, to not just focus on that one thing. Educate yourself about the different tools that are out there to help you pay for school. Some can be in the form of grants you don't have to repay. Others are the efforts that you and your student make to build a pot of savings to fund things. You may have to take student loans out, and that doesn't have to be a scary thing, but it's to be informed about what's all involved with taking on student loans, minimizing the amount you have to take, just having that general kind of financial education about full picture of what it's like to pay for college, because it can be daunting, and that's why we have a lot of experts on our team and within the state agency we work for that really help guide families through that. So that's the big thing I would say is new, is just continued coordination between us, the folks in our financial aid department in our agency, and getting the word out. Something that I want to, that's not new necessarily, but it's really important and timely for our conversation today, is the GET program has an annual enrollment period. And so that is coming up on May 31st. That's your opportunity to start the GET program at this year's pricing that's aligned with current tuition rates. So again, if you lock in a year of tuition today with the GET program, even if you have a newborn and you're not using it for 18 years, you've already prepaid that expense. So this year, May 31st, is your opportunity to get started. We'll be back in the fall, but the price will be new because tuition will have gone up in that period of time. So the best way for families to learn about GET, dream ahead, is 529.wa.gov, and we encourage folks to go there, check out the information about these plans, and arrive at an informed decision about how they want to pursue their savings goals.
So maybe a parent wants to do this, but they're not really familiar. Your staff will talk them through it.
Yeah, we have a great team of folks very knowledgeable on the program. And the best first number to call is 800-955-2318 if you want to talk to a live person. There's also ways you can find out how to reach them on our website, again, 529.wa.gov. As challenging as the pandemic has been, it's opened up a lot of avenues for us to communicate in new ways. So you can even do a live virtual chat using Microsoft Teams. We handle it all to set up the appointment on our end. So you can even kind of meet face-to-face with a person over the computer screen, as we all do these days. So we try to make it very accessible for people. And if someone does set up an account with us, we have a great support ticketing system that gets very quick answers if you're ever stuck on something. And speaking of our enrollment process, it takes 5 to 10 minutes to get set up with a GET account or a Dream Ahead account. It's very, very quick, easy to do, and there's no enrollment fee to get started. It's a great way, again, to get that head start on your savings goals for your student while they're still young.
How long is the enrollment period?
So for GET, it opens in November every year and closes on May 31st. Yeah, May 31st is the end of the enrollment period for this year. And then over the summer, our governing committee works to set a new price based on the new tuition rates, and we'll open back up with a new price. So the earlier you get started, the goal is the less you're paying in the end for that future college tuition. Now, the Dream Ahead program, our investment-based program, that's the kind of DIY approach to this, is open year-round. There's no enrollment period. But the trade-offs there are, again, it doesn't come with the state guarantee like GET, but the benefit is there's flexible investment options that let you set your own course. And so that, again, can be a great thing to do for people who just have a general comfort with investment products, or people who want to be doing something in addition to GET because they know they have more costs that they want to fund.
You can enter with any amount of money?
That's right. So there's no enrollment fee to get started, and there are very low minimums to get started. With GET, within the first year, you have to buy one unit, which is $116 currently. And within Dream Ahead, the minimum is $25 to open an account and get started. So very low minimums, because we want to break it down into bite-sized pieces, because there are families that do have large chunks of money to be able to buy a bunch of GET units up front or to make a big contribution to their Dream Ahead account. But most families have to spread this out over time and do little efforts. You know, you can set up a monthly payment. You can even set it up to come out of your paycheck if you wanted. So it's that set it and forget it approach. There's a lot of different ways you can approach saving with the programs. And the best thing we recommend is to start as early as possible and make those small efforts. And again, certainly get the family members involved. Birthdays, holidays, kindergarten graduation, you name it. There's never a bad occasion to give the gift of education.
Yeah. So. Lost a tooth.
Yep, exactly.
You can contribute monthly, but do you have to?
You do not have to. It's all pay as you go. Some people choose to set up the monthly approach because it's just convenient. Once you get a habit like that started, it's much easier to keep it going. But some families, they just want to fund it, you know, once a year, a couple times a year, holidays, birthdays, that kind of thing. So we try to keep it really flexible. And even if you get a monthly routine going on and you have some windfall, or again, someone who wants to give a gift, you can certainly add to it and still keep on course with the regular savings efforts too. But yeah, we try to keep that very flexible because we know all household budgets and cash flows are different, and we want to be there to help people and meet them where they're at.
So one more question. It's WA529. So what if maybe your grandkids live out of state?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So with the Dream Ahead program, there are no state boundaries. Even if you move, it goes with you. And with GET, it's a little bit different. When you start the account, when you open it, either the person opening the account or the student has to be a Washington resident when you open the account. There could be grandparents living in Florida who open it for their student who live in Washington, or vice versa. Grandparents who live in Washington open it for a student who lives in another state. And the good thing is, once that account is open, even if the student and or the account owner move, you can keep contributing to it and you can use it just as you would have. So the only requirement with GET specifically is one of the two has to be a Washington resident just to get the account open. And just to clear up any potential misconceptions that we often get about these are Washington college savings plans, but you can use them throughout the country for higher education. And again, that higher education includes four-year university, graduate school, community college, technical school, apprenticeship programs, certificate programs, a wide variety of uses and wide variety of places you can use it. And the thing to keep in mind is when it comes to GET is intended to keep pace with Washington tuition rates. So you're going to get the maximum purchasing power there, in a sense that if Washington tuition is doing something different than what's happening in another state, or you're paying a higher cost private school tuition, you're going to have to make up the difference out of pocket. But if you go to a less expensive school, especially like an in-state community college, your GET units will go farther. And then on the Dream Ahead side, again, that's just money that you've saved in investment accounts. Whatever rate of return you get from those investments informs how much money you have to pay for college. So one big thing happening in the month of May, we have an art contest. This is our second annual art contest that we're offering. And there's a bunch of great prizes, and you can go to 529.wa.gov to learn about it. But it's to inspire kids to think about their future career goals and to create art in any form that speaks to them. It doesn't just have to be a painting or a drawing. We've had students submit 3D models, things designed on the computer. It was a really cool contest last year, very successful. We got a bunch of schools involved because there were also prizes on the table for for schools who had the highest number of submissions to fund things like funding for their library and that kind of thing. So that's a really cool promotion we have going on right now. And all we're asking for people is to think about students to think about what they want to be when they grow up and to learn about WA 529. So 529.wa.gov is a great way to learn about that promotion. And then again, the end of the GET enrollment period is May 31st. And so this month is a great month to go look it up and learn about the programs and get started today, whether you have a 10-year-old, a newborn, or if you're know that one is on the way. You can get started before a child's even born. And the state agency I work for that administers financial aid and how we talk about college, it used to be very focused on the four-year university. But again, realizing that that's not the path for every student, and that's okay because there's so many great paying jobs out there that you do not need the four-year college degree for. You need some good technical training, an apprenticeship program, or a certificate program, something that gets you efficiently to whatever career goal you're seeking, you can use these types of funds for.
Something I thought about when I first heard of this program, which was well over 10 years ago, my girlfriend bought into it for her kids. And I remember thinking, but what if her kids don't want to go to college? Because mine were already grown. Sometimes if a parent hasn't gone to college, it might not necessarily be in their mind to do that. It's that awareness. Maybe you didn't go, but now here's the opportunity for your kids to go and we can plan ahead.
That's exactly right. What we're about is helping meet families where they're at. And this may not be something that we're just now getting to the point where these plans have been around long enough that people are even aware of them who did go to college growing up and may have even benefited from something like that. We are just now starting to get to where we're having young families having kids where they may have some level of familiarity with 529 plans. That's the thing, is we want to be a resource for everyone, not just folks who have had the benefit of generations of higher education in their family. College savings is for everyone. And again, that's where it's about. Even if you aren't sure if the four-year college route is for your student, we want to emphasize that these savings tools help get them the career training that's going to be beneficial to them, whatever they end up pursuing. And so I think that's what could resonate with the parent who may have those questions because they didn't have that college experience themselves. And again, there's also, and we encourage this general learning and education about the variety of educational pathways that are out there, the different ways to fund it, including state financial aid, including scholarships, figuring out how all these tools work together to help support a child. Because that's something we often encounter, is that folks have a perception that college is so expensive, and it is. But if you look at the sticker price of tuition versus what many families ultimately pay, and if you have the ability to chip away at it with savings too, it really makes it a more realistic feeling proposition. Like, no, this really is achievable for my student, and they don't have to take on crushing student debt to do it.
It's like a no-brainer.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. The best thing we can be doing is kind of planning ahead and listening as we hear these ideas from the folks around us, is like have those conversations, you know, look for someone who's kind of done this before and get tips. We talked about how it takes a village to raise a child, and that's very true when it comes to helping get them on track for the education and career goals you want to pursue, but just kind of life in general. There's a lot of twists and turns life takes, and the better prepared we can be to help our students and children along the way, the better off we'll be. Of course, I feel very fortunate to have know of this information before I had a child of my own, so that I was able to start thinking about this. So I've been doing a lot of thinking how I can help other families or expectant parents be thinking in this way so that they can get that head start and make things it just gives you peace of mind that you know that you have things, that you're kind of ahead in these efforts. But for families who may have also gotten a late start, we don't want them to be discouraged too, which is why we offer a variety of savings tools to meet families where they're at, depending on how old their student is, what their education goals are, et cetera.
When you have a baby at the hospital and you go home with all this stuff, all these different diapers and brochures, like there should be a GET brochure in that packet.
You know, over the years, we have been able to partner with some hospitals to get that into that kind of welcome to the world packet. We partner with the State Department of Health. If you remember those mailings you get for like immunization reminders and that kind of thing, we often will have brochures tucked in with that. So we are trying to get those word out, but we definitely know we have a long ways to go to raise awareness about these programs. And so it's so great that you've been so gracious with your time over the years to let us come on and share this information, because it's so valuable for so many different families.
Well, and like you said, now you've got some people that benefited from it that are now having kids, and like the stories, pretty soon you're going to be able to have all these stories of people that were helped.
You asked what's new. That's one campaign we're working on. I think I shared with you that we're about to hit the 25-year mark of serving Washington families with the GET program. And as part of that, we are collecting stories from families and have already gotten some really good ones. And we're going to be sharing them out through some campaigns later in the year. But they're really compelling stories, and they're everything from parents saying it's the best decision I ever made. My student graduated with, you know, minimal student loan debt or no student loan debt, to families who have stories about how their students' goals took kind of a right turn and things didn't go as expected, but they still were very glad that they saved. Someone who has a daughter in graduate school now, she had that very good fortune of getting a full ride athletic scholarship. So her undergraduate was paid for, which meant they were able to save their GET funds to put towards graduate school. So that's one of those really good unforeseen windfalls, if you will. Then there's the example of someone in our own office who had a son who started at Washington State University at the beginning of the pandemic, and he had a very challenging year with the remote, and he discovered that, I don't know if it would have come to that had the pandemic not happened, but it just became clear pretty quickly that that was not the route for him. And so he ended up going into an apprenticeship program and has a really good job that's come out of it. But he was able to use the funding they had put aside for that. So life throws us curveballs. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're challenging. But often it's all going to circle back the kind of career that a student ultimately wants. There's often these days most likely a training or education requirement. Any efforts you make now can still be beneficial even if life takes unexpected turns. Again, it's all about easing that burden and reducing the debt load they have to take on.
We're talking with Luke Miner with WA529. Give us your webpage again.
529.wa.gov.
And enrollment ends
May 31st for the GET program, so it's a great time to get started.
I'm Lori Hardy, and thanks for listening in today. We hope you've learned something new. Join us again next week as we continue to talk with people who are making a difference.
This is your Sunday morning shout-out. What's up? I'm Cyan Feuer with War 106.9's Promotions and Events team, and I hope you're having an amazing weekend, especially because right now I'm going to spend 2 minutes trying to convince you to donate to charity. So let's get into it. This week, you're going to learn about Hope Works and why this organization is so important. They provide education and on-the-job training for the homeless population or people who have been out of the workforce for an extended period of time. Their mission is to create pathways to self-sufficiency through social enterprises that provide hope, empowerment, education, and job training. Hope Works is getting me all excited for the successful people they're helping because, in my opinion, purpose is extremely important for anyone wanting to lead a healthy work ethic and lifestyle. From personal experience, whenever I go to work, I think about how grateful I am to have a job that gives me purpose and fulfills my passions. And I'd love for everyone to feel that way about their work, and Hope Works is helping people feel this way about their career. Do you want to know about the businesses Hope Works runs too? I know I do. They have a training program for 12 weeks long within one of their four businesses, which includes Groundworks Landscaping, Renew Home and Decor, Tomorrow's Hope, and Kindred Kitchen. So, landscaping, design, childcare, and food services. I'd say anyone involved with Hope Works is guaranteed to find something they're passionate about, which is a fan-freaking-tastic. And in fact, here's a little story from one of their trainees. Precious was 9 months pregnant and homeless when someone referred her to Housing Hope. She got off the streets and a week later gave birth to her daughter. The week after her daughter was born, she started her internship program to get back into work. She was motivated to prove to her daughter that, quote, no matter how old you are, it's never too late to straighten up. After her program, Precious got a job at Staples, which is actually where she's currently at. And what an inspiring story of many. Do you want to support more stories like this? Fight the cycle of poverty and donate or volunteer today at hopeworks.org. That'll be hopeworks.org. I'm Cyan, and this is your Sunday morning shout out. Have a beautiful day.